specifically at holding one. Cirrus may have a raspa. If you don't, I have also a raspa passed around. Start again from the Ramban, and then we'll go over to the Ran and the Rashba. Pick up again where the Ramban says, "Avo b'halachos gedolos matzasi." By the way, the Sefer Halachos Gedolos was written in the Tzkufas Hagaonim. It's not 100% clear who wrote it. Many think it was Rabbi Hudai Gaon. He's quoted all the time in the Tosafim, very often in Shas and Rishonim all the time. It's obviously a chibur of, you know, tamsis of basic sugyas of halachos. That was written up, and a lot of many chiddushim, and the Rishon reckon with what he has to say. Obviously, I'm actually holding the copy. I think Calvin's bring it over. Halachos Gedolos, you can actually pick it up. Mechuber miyusav lehalachos kipisei d'shita seder Talmud habat sidrei habat. Did you have a new edition? Yeah. What? Yeah, could be. I've seen it. Yeah. The big brown one.
Okay.
But there'll probably be a high, you know, left it, if you want to read about that. Okay. Anyway, a kopan is the. It's important to recognize that the Halachos Gedolos, although the Ramban kind of focuses on one half of what he's saying, in terms of explaining the Din of Shmuel and the difference between why you can be Sada Gacheles, Shel Mateches, and not a Gacheles, Shel Eitz, and the nature of the danger. But you also see, and the Ramban obviously mentions this as well, but without giving you the broader context, that the Halachos Gedolos takes the view that Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda are actually disagreeing. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita would not allow what Shmuel allows in this case. He wouldn't view it as the Koch Nefesh, as it would be. So where does that come from? In other words, in the Ramban, you don't really see the broader picture. In Halachos Gedolos himself, you see where he's coming from. In the Rashba already, you can see it as well. So it's important. I want to be able to, you know, flesh that out also. So let's take a look again from the Lashon HaRamban. The Ramban actually quotes, first I thought it's Zirak, the Halachos Gedolos for you, but the Lashon, the main Lashon, is really quoted in the Ramban. Okay, Avo b'Halachos Gedolos Matzasi. This approach now is going to differ than that which the Ramban had so far mentioned, in a number of respects. And the main issue that Ramban is going to say soon is that the melacha of kibui by gacheles shel mateches is actually d'oraisa. And what is that melacha? The Ramban says it's going to be tziruf. And we have to know where the Ramban sees that in the Bahag. That's a very critical point that you see the Ramban says, and that's something that again we see in the Rashba, but seemingly different. Okay, so says the Ramban, quoting the Bahag, "Avo b'halachos gedolos matzasi gabi gacheles shel eitz les ba hezik rabin." Gacheles shel eitz does not have in it the danger to the public. My time. I didn't translate so well yesterday, so retype the words. My time. Kama de lo kavya, so long as it hasn't extinguished. Ispa sumka, it has in it redness. Vikachazula. So then people can see. People see it's dangerous. Gachelos to Ace, that is. The law asile itzukbet. So it's not going to lead people to get injured. Avo gachelos to mateches. However, the steamed up metal. Afagav the azil sumka. Even though the redness has left. Kalia. Kalia means?
Light
burning. It burns. Burns. Right? Kali means it burns. She burns. It's Aramaic for Serefa. Kalia, it burns. Velochazila, and people won't know. In other words, since it can be red hot, then people will know in the state that it's red hot, they'll see. But the redness might go away, and it's still just as hot. And it will still burn. Okay, that's what the Bahag says, and that's the reason why Shmuel was matir to mechaba kecheles shel mateches, because the danger is real, because people would not realize that it's a dangerous thing. Now the Ramban brings the other part of the Bahag. Rabbi Yehuda less lay hezik the rabbin. Now, it's not just that Shmuel makes this distinction, that he's matik achelos shel mateches because it's dangerous and people don't know it's there, that there's something dangerous there. But Rabbi Yehuda would not deem this as a danger. Or he would not permit you to mechabe the gacheles shematechas based on the consideration of hezek d'rabim. He doesn't know of such a thing. It wouldn't matter. For him, it would still be us. But that Shmuel disagrees with. For Shmuel ben Midi de ispe hezek d'rabim poeg alei. Shmuel disagrees. So now, where does this come from? What is the Bahag? Where is this coming out of? The afagav de ba'alma mracha shen svichu gufa kabasei sviro, eh? Even though generally Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yehuda on the issue of svichu gufa, I think Mora ends up staying here. But begachela shem ha-teches, the ispa hezek rabin poligalei. But the situation here, Shmuel would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Namely, Rabbi Yehuda would have offered gacheles shematelches to do kibui, despite the fact that you're doing it to avoid hezek derabim, because it's still asur for Rabbi Yehuda. And so, where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on this point? So the next line gives it away a little bit. V'chein betzedas nachash di'ika hezek shari Shmuel. V'chein kasa bin chanano kidvara. So what is the other example that's parallel to gacheles shematechas that Shmuel would be matir the melacha to avoid hezek rabim and Rabbi Yehuda personally would not be matir? Tzedas nachash. In other words, if we want to find a source for Rabbi Yehuda that would aser even makom hezek rabim, it's the case on Kuf Chaf Aleph in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot trap the nachash on Shabbos. The Tanakhama seems to say you could. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a possibility of a chatas here. Rabbi Yehuda reported that. So the chidush, the ikur chidush of that statement is leaving a rat hezek rab. What is that sheet of Rabbi Yehuda l'chor based on? Why is it usher to trap the nachash so you not get bitten? Enzichagufa is a problem for Rabbi Yehuda. The Bahag says, if you want to know, where is the Rabbi Yehuda? Amlachash en tzvicho gufa. Where is he? Tosus gropes for this question. We'll get to this in a day or two. The case of Rav Shimon is clear. Rav Shimon said what he said, that it's mutter, midoraisa. But it doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda in that mission. The case of Hotras Hamneis. Where's Rabbi Yehuda? Tosus has to be medaik, that it must be Rabbi Yehuda. But the Bahag says, I know the Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Kuf Chaf Aleph in the Mishnah. That Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda says you can't cover the snake because it's still usher. It's passfully of a chad. Says the Bahag. But what else do you see, Mr. Rabbi Yehuda? That it's not just an Eitzvich Gufa. I mean, Eitzvich Gufa could mean it's not for the sake of traffic, but some other motive. But that other motive happens to be a danger. Says the Bahad, I'll read into this, what kind of danger is it? It's hezek derabim, it's not just you. It's potentially the rabim that can be affected by this. And Rabbi Yehuda still feels it's not permitted. Now why does the Bahad say this? Why are we making a machlokes here, Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, yeah? Oh, so that's interesting. Choshesh sounds as if it's not definitive, right? It occurred to me that maybe you wonder, Rabbi Shmuel is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. It's a hard thing to imagine. It's a hard thing to swallow. It's a Tana. It is a Tana. Shmuel is not a Tana. Maybe Shmuel saw that even the fact of Yehuda was not saying it so definitively left the door open a crack that maybe, you know, there's room to be saying that this is perhaps Mutter. You're right. It's not 100%. It's Chosh Hashani. Pasha, you say Chosh Hashani means it's a real issue. No, Chosh Hashani is Mashman, not 100%. Now, where do you see Shmuel disagrees by saying that's not just 2 seconds? Take a look. This is all going to be very relevant for what we see in the next couple of days in the Tosfos by in Sichul Gufa, for all the many cases that we're going to be going through. The Tosfos quotes them all, almost all. So one of them is the case of Seder's Nachash. So this is actually Shmuel's comment at the end of the Perek HaOreg, Akuv Zayin Amid Aleph. It's also quoted in the beginning of the Masechta Dav Gimel. Omar Shmuel, right? Take a look. The very last piece of Gemara on that Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph in the Perek HaOreg. Omar Shmuel. Kol Pitturei Shabbos. Kol Pitturei de Shabbos Patur Avo Asler Levar Lehani Klas the Patur Umutu. Generally, whenever you see the term in the Mishnayis, Patur by Shabbos, it means Midaraisa Noisa Midarabanan Itzasa. Pater Aval Asr. There are three exceptions. What are the three exceptions? Chadaha. What is the first exception here? This Mishnah. This is the Mishnah on Kuf Vav and Beis. This is not our Inyan exactly, but you might as well take a quick look at the Mishnah. It says somebody's sitting there by the entrance of a house, and he himself doesn't fill up the door, so it's not causing tzedah yet. There's an animal inside, a deer inside, which is considered tzedah d'oraisa. The Yashav Hasheni Umiluhu, and now the second guy comes and sits down, and now with the second guy being there, it's trapped. Then Hasheni Chayef. Then who's Chayef at tzedah? The second guy. However, Yashav Harishon Ala Pesach Umilehu. The first guy sits there, and he completely closes up the area, so it's trapped at this point. Then Uba Hasheni, the Yashav Betzidah. Suddenly a second guy comes and sits down beside him. Did he add anything? Did he contribute to the tzedah? No. Even though the first guy may have left, we don't hang any aveira on the second guy, because b'shas what he did nothing. The thing is being trapped because of him, no problem. No, but he sat down, no, but he actually sat down at a certain point. But was it a problem for him to sit down? So that's where Shmuel comes in. Halamaza domna, l'nolam espeso l'shomro, totally innocently closes the door. The nimtzat tzvi shomer betocho. He didn't in any way have any idea and any awareness and any intention to trap. And turns out it was already trapped from before. So I did nothing. This guy came and sat down. He did nothing. Now the lashon of Mishnah was hasheni what? Hasheni arishon chayev hasheni patu. Okay, so what does Shmuel say? When it says pater means that which the second guy did to sit down beside a guy who already accomplished tzedah is zero, because the tzedah was already accomplished. Just like a person who closed the door, and turns out there was already tzvi that was trapped from before. He did nothing. His act was not an act of tzedah. So it's not just pater aval asur, it's mutter l'gamri. That's the first case in Shmuel's list of three. Right? Continues the Gemara. Right, so ha, right. Chadaha, this case. Umimai de pater umurta diktani seifa. Umat de domo, and all the space with shamro, nimtsvi sham betocho, that's one. The idach. Hamik is mursa bishabis. Imlasis la pechai, mohotzi menalecha pater. This is again, and you will have to see more about. If a person opens up a pus blister, and he's doing it, lasis la pech, that's considered mlocha de raisa, either bona, makha de patish, he's specifically doing in a particular professional kind of a way to open it up, so then it's a problem of an Issa d'oraisa. But if it's just to get at the pus, that's pater. Now, pater. The question is, what about mutter? Shmuel says pater and mutter. Umimai the pater mutter d'tnan machat shel yad lito b'sakot, which says it's mutter to do that. To take you can move a needle in order to take out a thorn that's stuck, which is similar to the tsar that you have with the pus that's inside the blister. So therefore, bimakom the tsar, it's not asad rabbanon, it was waived. Right. Last case, patur mutter, v'idach hatsad nachash b'shabas, mis'asek shelo yishchenu patur. If you're just doing it to avoid having it bite you, patur. In l'refua, you want to use it afterwards, for refuah, whatever it is, the snake that you use for refuah, I guess you take something in its mouth and use it for refuah, that's chayv. Then you will want to trap the snake. When we made the pater and mutter, how do you know that this case at Sad Nachash Shelo Yishchen was pater and mutter? It's not. For it says in the Mishnah, Kof Chafalef, Kof and Kara al Aner, Bishvush Lotechos Bechora, Val Tzor Shel Tinok, Val Akrav Shelo Tishach. So this is the lechatchila kofin. So what do you have here? You have here Shmuel saying that you can be tzad nachash shelo l'shem tzeda, and it's pater umuter. Typically, right? Mulach Hashem tzvichel gufa. So here's what's interesting. Mulach Hashem tzvichel gufa, if you assume it's drabanan, so then you have a right to say that some cases it can be reduced to zero, to be mutter. Right? So what does Shmuel say? This is one of those cases. Smuta Lugamri. Now remember, in that same Mishnah, Apof Shalotishach, we have a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's potentially a Chiv Chata. So, what does the Bahag do with this? So you have Shmuel that says it's Pater Umuta. If it's Pater Umuta, that means you have to start with the Daraisa, start with the Drabanan, seemingly. No, how can you waive, what is it? Mishum Tsar, Mishum, right? So, Uchorah is a Drabanan. And the Rabban waved to the Rabban. So why is it Rabbanan? Because it's Ein Svichul Gufa to start. So that suggests that Shmuel holds Ein Svichul Gufa is the Rabbanan. Fek the Bahag, Fek Tosus Dav Gimel, Tosus and Zvachim, you'll see tomorrow. What's going on here? I thought the Gemara says at the end of the Sugi here, Daphne Days, that Shmuel holds Mosh Svichul Gufa is Chayef. So how can you go ahead and find Sad Nachash and say it's Mutar Lugamri? You want to say the Chachamim waived the Isad Rabbanim because of the fact that, you know, you want to protect yourself. But Shmuel holds Ein Svichul Gufa is that the Doraisa? Says the Ba'at, so Tosus gives his terrors. Shmuel personally is Ein Svichul Gufa is Chayev. You see, the Rashi is going to talk about the source. But this is within the Shita that's Mutar Min HaTorah. Says the Ba'at, what's the answer? Of course, Shmuel holds Machash and Svichul Gufa is Asim and HaTorah. But that can also be waived because it's not just Ein Svichul Gufa here. It's not just that you want to protect yourself. What is it? It's Hezek the Rabbit. The actor of it, it's not just you. It's the potential hazard for everybody, for the public. So that is different. That's where Yehuda would ask her. But Shmuel says, I think it's worse. It's better. I think you can be mocked. Take a look at this juncture already at the Rashba, because we can come back and forth, but just for this point, the Rashba brings it this way, which is where the Bahag is coming from. Part one of the Rashba, the first paragraph, is the first part of the Ramban, again, with notable points. The Rashba says that it could be that it's not a Tzik Reisha, the Ramban assumes it was a Tzik Reisha. Anyway, about the Tzir question. Then the Rashba quotes the Imtoma Hiti Maskinan Hocha Dishmuel Moshe Vichugufa Krabi Yehuda Sphira Lei Vafil B'Makam Hezeka Lo Shavina Lei B'Mlacha Do Raisa. How could the Gemara say that's Moshe Vichugufa and therefore we don't permit Kiboy B'Mat Gacheles Shel Eish by Mlacha Do Raisa because it's in its Vichugufa and who does that follow? So what's going on here? Shmuel Paskins like Rav Yehuda. So how come he's matir patur avol asr? That means he held it's only the Rabbanan, but it's not the Rabbanan, it's the Raisa. He loved Rav Shimon Sfirule. Really, not true. Personally, he holds it's Pater. It's not Pater Avul Aser. It's Aser Min HaTorah. V'hadi Chashavi V'hadi Pater Umutar Achi Kamal. The one who says Pater, it's not just Pater V'Aser. It's Mutar V'Chatchila. Like the Dirkad Lashna Mishnah. But personally, on the record, what Shmuel Shita? That would be Min HaTorah. Because Rosh Nechugufa is Asim in HaTorah. This is the answer that Tosus gives. This is what the Rashba is giving. Yeah, you should.
What does the
Bahag do with Amavis Mordechai? Yeah, good Shaila. It's a good question. So, let's see the Bahag first, and then we'll see. I think you're going to have to somehow extend the issue of Pikuach Nefesh, perhaps, to that case too. If you're going to learn Pshat like the Bahag, you mean even a German Shepherd from the Bahag? You mean in a stomach? You know, the same kasha. What are you asking? Not this Morse is Ein Svichul Gufa, so the same teretz. The one who holds that Ein Svichul Gufa is the Rabbanan. So Pater here cannot mean Pater Avu Asert, Mutul Chatkil, because Makam Tsar. Shmuel personally might go and hold differently. You could use the same answer if you wish. The difficulty I think you were trying to get at is what about the Bahag? The Bahag doesn't discuss Mapis Mursa. The Bahag speaks about Hezek the Rabbim of Nachash and Gachela Shemadech. So what about the implications of Mapis Mursa? Yeah, that's a good question. Abba Benu Hai goes down, he calls Abba Hai. But this is what the Bahag says. The Loch is Gidol. So Rav Yehuda, Afil B'Mokam Ezeka Asar. No. Rabbi Yehuda Asher even the Malkum Hezek. Why? Because the case of Akrav that Shmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda says Choshesheni Lo Michatas, is in fact a case of Hezek. El the Shmuel Sfilei Tavasei the Malkum Dika Hezek Mishemachi Hite Gatzed Es Anachas Ulchabas Kachoshim Atechas. Shmuel personally is Matir Lachatzilah too. He went over and beyond Rabbi Yehuda. So let's see. So what is the point then of the difference between Choshesheni Matas Kachoshim Eight? So let's now come back to the Ramban and then we'll come back to the Rashi. So you see where the Bahag is coming from is two different things. It's the distinction for Shmuel himself, but it's also to be miyashiv the kasha of Shmuel and Shmuel. If Shmuel holds that Lachshon Tzricha Gufa is midaraisa aser, then how can he be matir lechatchila over here? So that's where he goes on the line. It says he goes beyond Rabbi Yehuda. With Malkum Hezek, he's not aser. Continues the Ramban. Yeah, let's go back to the Ramban. Rabbi Yehuda lets the Hezek the Rabbim, or Shmuel b'midi the if the Hezek Rabbim poligale. The Afgad the Be'am walks into the Gufa Kavas Virele, the Gachel Shema Teches, the Ispa Hezek Rabbim. Poligale. The Chemist said, that's Nachras, the Ika Hezek, sorry Shmuel. The Chemist Be'am Chanano. The Temahu, Heich Anu Matirin, Melacha Gemura Mishum Hezek, Shalom B'makam Sarkanas Nefashim. Pashup Shat, what's the case here? Hezek the Rabbim is not danger of life. What's going to happen? Worst case, someone will get burnt. They'll get injured. They're not talking about life-threatening situation. So how could it be Matir Melacha D'oraisa? According to the Bahag, what's the reason Gachel Shematachas is permitted to be Mechaber? Not because, as Rashi would have it, and the Ramban earlier, it's only Melacha D'Rabbanan. Why? Because Kibur it's not. And as the Ramban explained, Siruf, it's not Siruf either. The Ramban explained, because Havana. So not even, you don't have to even waive it according to the way you understood the Ramban. It's Mutter Mitzad Siruf. According to the Bahag, it's not true. The issue is not the level of the Isser that distinguishes Gachel Hashem Atav, Gachel Hashem Eitz, it's the nature of the hazard. So the hazard is a hazard by Gachel Shel Matachas and not Gachel Shel Eitz. So what did he do? He held it, Melacha Tzricha Gufa is Asim in HaTorah, but you can waive it, a Melacha D'Oraisa, because of a hazard? What kind of business is that? Melacha D'Oraisa. What's the answer? You have no choice, you're putting yourself in a corner. So what is it, this hazard? What is it? Sakanas Nefash? Yeah? The Shema. Hezek shel Rabbim ki sakanas nefashas chashev
leShmuel. I'm saying you do that. Like just because he's forced to say doesn't mean he can't say.
No, who's forced to say? No, the Ramban has to learn pshat in the Gemara according to the Bahag. So what is the pshat here? What is Shmuel being mat here? The Melacha D'Oraisa. How?
The only way it could be is if it's Pikuach Nefesh.
Right. So the Ramban
is still like practically how is it?
So why is Pikuach Nefesh? Why is Pikuach Nefesh?
Snakes
and scorpions right there. Well, snakes are here. We have to realize it's two cases. They're on the same level. Can it lead to burn? Can it lead to.
Right? In general, if you look at numbers, the odds are very low. But
conceivable, it could be. Since it's such a.
You don't have big a
house.
No, but you don't have big
enough.
Small injury could really, again, for Pikuach Nefesh,
you don't have to say that the statistics are such that it's going to be, 50%. I mean, as long as it is, the fact that it's such a mass hazard for everybody, for anyone that comes, and no one would know. And it could be that 1 out of 1,000 people, as a result of their being burnt, it's going to. I don't know. Is that the pshat, or perhaps? I mean, again, you have to know. The words don't really indicate.
No,
or does he mean just the fact? You have to know how to imagine this and why this should be so. What everyone here is trying to figure out is that it's pikuach nefesh because there's going to be the one person out of whatever, but that's enough to pikuach nefesh that he's going to his life is going to be in danger. That's the pshat way to understand it. But I wonder if maybe he's broadening the definition of pikuach nefesh. the fact that it's a hezek shel rabim, and the fact that it's not just like one or two or three people, it's out there for anybody. So the fact that the hezek can come about for, who knows how many people can end up, you know, burnt. The consequences of that scenario, of so many people being injured by such a thing, that gufa can be called pikuach nefesh. Why? That has to be explained. Why should that be?
Maybe you just explained a hazard. Maybe
yeah,
the damage itself is pikuach nefesh, but you're also worried that person can get injured. No one can get injured either.
See, there is a question in the post game about sakonat aver. That's pikuach nefesh. Let's imagine somebody. Machal Shabbos. But aver, let's say what?
Even aver is only on the Shabbos.
The Shabbos Tuya, but yeah.
It only happens because
Machayva. So that's the question. See, I'm saying the Lashon of the Ramban is very vague, and the Bahag as well. I mean, Bahag doesn't really say this. The Ramban is taking this into the Bahag. Hezek shel rabim chash, and you have to realize something. This is obviously not an open and shut situation. Why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that Akrav is chatas?
You're not going to die.
Because he says, I don't see this as pikuach nefesh. No, it's an interesting thing. Shmuel takes on Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what does it mean? Is he arguing on the Tana from the perspective of halacha? On a principle of halacha? Now, what is the nekudas hamachlokas here, if you will, between Rabbi Yehuda the Tana and Shmuel the Amor? The Metzius. In other words, how do you apply the principle of pikuach nefesh? Or how do you assess the mitzvahs of a nachas, an akrav that's out there, three, or a gacheles shemarteches that's out there in the public domain? Rabbi Yehuda says that is not equated with pikuach nefesh. It's a bad thing, of course, but on Shabbos you can't rely on melech d'oraisa just because you want to avoid that. Shmuel says I look at the same mitzvahs and I draw a different conclusion. It's not a machlokas in halacha per se. It's a machlokas in how to apply the principle of halacha on a given situation. So that's what you have apparently here in Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda. And you see in Rabbi Yehuda that such a thing is not lend itself to violate a deraisa, because it doesn't come to pikuach nefesh. And yet you have Shmuel who looks at the same situation and says this would sadnachash or gachel simatach is pikuach nefesh.
But if you agree that the
Sakana Sefashot
is.
Of course. So the answer is he doesn't view the Sakana Sefashot. He doesn't view the snake either as Sakana Sefashot. No, it's not a poisonous. What?
It's not a poisonous?
I don't know. Is it a poisonous snake?
Oh,
poisonous.
Right?
What?
So
why would
you
be able to kill them?
The fact that it's dangerous, can maybe that's why.
It's not what?
If it was a poison thing, it
would be a
kind of
trash.
What?
Oh, no.
You could avoid it, but I don't know. It's not good.
That's not there. It's
not. It's almost a little bit like a machokis in the tzitz. Look, what are you going to say? I mean, Lamaisa is what comes out according to the Bahag. I don't know if this has any bearing on the matter, but there is. The Gemara does say about Mitzvah that Shmuel was a rofe. I don't know if it has any bearing or not. I say that. But the mice, that's there's a gemara like that. Shmuel was was up to date in the medicine. I don't know. That plays a role in this. Again, I don't know if the fact that the Mishnah's lashon is choshini mechatas plays a role. The Shmuel felt room to maybe take a side on this question. Even Yehuda left open. It's a very strange thing that emerges in the Bible. Machlokas of Yehuda and Shmuel in terms of applying the principle to Koch Nefesh. Yeah.
You might be able to say it's not really machlokas in Metzias, although it is machlokas in application. I may agree that 1 in 100 people who come in contact with a piece of metal will end up dying for some reason, some complication. Just what Rabbi Yehuda would say is that it's actually, I might refer to the sheetahs by accident, exactly. But what may happen is that when you have a 1 in 100, you view each individual within the masses as having the same odds. But if you look at everybody individually within everybody else,
no.
Point to the other.
But again, bottom line is, if the statistics are clear,
the question is this.
The two options are the following. One says statistics are X and one says statistics are Y. Right? That's one way to look at a machlokas in mitzvias. Or you can say maybe not so much mitzvias, but as much as application of pikuach nefesh. In other words, statistics Rx. Does that qualify for pikuach nefesh? Those are really the two options. Either they look at the mitzvias differently because each one thinks that the mitzvias is what it is, and it's not the same as the other one's take on the mitzvias. Or that, no, we know what the odds are, but does that rise to pikuach nefesh? And again, why exactly is it rise to pikuach nefesh? Again, it's not 100% clear in the Lashon because of that one person that could die. I wonder if there's something more here. The fact that there's a hezek derabim, and the consequences that can result from such a thing of hezek derabim somehow get defined in some way as pikuach nefesh. Yeah. Don't know. The Lashon, yeah.
Robbing you out of the way.
Because there's Pashas Chashit there. You have to know why that should be exactly. I mean, the words seem a little bit like, not because of, you know, the one that's going to die out of how many, because somehow the fact that it's a mass hazard, it's a public hazard, that you know.
No,
Barbish is a rabbi. No. So Barbish is a rabbi. It's going to be Pikuch Nefesh. Yeah. Yeah. Even
die,
though, right,
the
even
paper,
right,
still,
but the fact that it's out there for everybody,
then
they have to know why that should, what that should be.
I'm surprised we haven't heard.
Well,
that
people can see. Maybe they're
the
people.
Show before now. That's on.
Yeah,
Shalom. It's different stuff.
Yeah, the Kasha Shmuel is that Shmuel holds. The Gemara emerges here by saying that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And yet Shmuel is the one who says that the case of Tzad Nachash is pater muter, and that's an ein tzvichel gufa. Now, why is it pater muter? So, if ein tzvichel gufa is Rav Shimon, so it's only pater already midrabanan. It's only us midrabanan. So then you could say because of the extenuating circumstances, it's now muter. But if you hold to begin with that it's asim in a Torah, so how could Shmuel be saying it's pater muter?
The maskana really goes. The maskana is going back. We're assuming the maskana in the avamino, like. And the Gemara, I don't know how to say. The Gemara said that there's a distinction between Bachelet and Bachelet and Bachelet. It means that it was originally go right, so according to Shmuel.
Well, the Gemara in the Kasha, that you know, that we'll have to see and say. Let's do that in a second.
Yes,
what is the Gemara's Kasha?
No,
we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. What is the Gemara's Kasha? We're just trying to map out what the Bahag is saying in two different, you know, aspects of it. Yeah. No, the Bahag doesn't say. That's why the Ramban has to say pshat in the Bahag. Tell me what else it means. I understand the word right. The words of Ramban don't quite say mitzvah because the words are shema kol hezek shel rabim kisakanas lefashas chashiv.
But it's not the kind of thing.
Yes, that's why I start saying that. L'maisa, the Lashon is not. But you could read it as saying that Hezek Derabim, he considers it another budget because of the potential that someone could die. I mean, you could say that. The Lashon is not exactly that. The Lashon is more somehow Hezek Shel Rabim is considered Sakana Tefasha. Not, you know, halachically, it's defined, not because of the Sakana Tefasha that could emerge from that. Right. So, yeah. So, what is it? What is that idea? Hezek the rabbi equals the kochnefesh, but violating the rights for the sake of the public safety. Public safety, right? But safety, not necessarily life threat.
They're more concerned for Robin in general. Like
yeah,
in
yeah, but Issa Deraisa, realize, and Issa Deraisa. I'll just take a few lines from the Bahakim also, maybe get a little bit of a sharper focus. Yeah, the Kasha was from Yehuda Abishmoa as well. Amri la'olam k'rabbi Yehuda spirale mil b'midi de'ispa hezek amar b'ha v'adai lo modina le'ge Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't say pikuach nefesh in the Bahag himself. B'midi de'ispa hezek amar b'ha v'adai lo modina le'ge Rabbi Yehuda gabi gachelo shematachas time my kasher shmuam to show you the kibbutz rabbim. How can nami emalei shaker lai nachash shelo yizuk kibbutz rabbim? That's why he said sad nachash. Take away the nachash. The shelo yizuk kibbutz rabbim. Not just your personal wanting to avoid getting bitten. You're doing a shelo yizuk kibbutz rabbim. That's the base of the hetish. Tilo tema hachi. Nachdi Rabbi Yehuda mechayv makom lach shen tzvichel gufa losh nagachel shematachas losh nagachel shel eitz. And we hold Shmuel as like a Yehuda. So Shmuel, Maishna, the Shoy Gechel Shem Atachas, Vasa Gechel Shem Eitz, Ela, Shmuel, Bema, Gechel Shem Atachas, and Eitz, from Yehuda's Spirit. We're supposed to go to the Rabbin, the Alma, the Kamar, Ilav Hezek Rabbin, Hakanami, the Asaga, the Gechel Shem Eitz, Lesko Hezek Rabbin. And he says the reason, Kam to Bukavia, Yisbe, Sumka, the Kachazil, the Rabbin. The Asa was looking at Yehuda, Lesre Hezek Rabbin. Shmuel, Ben Midi, the Yisbe Hezek Rabbin, Holy Galit. Now, it's an added twist in Rabbi Yehuda is not just that Enzrichel Gufa is Chayiv, but that he doesn't give any credence to the factor of Hezek Rabbin. Shmuel would. Where do you see that in Rabbi Yehuda? Because the case of Akrab is also Hezek Rabbin. But now that the Ramban points out that we're talking about a malacha, an inyan of pikuach nefesh, and it's Hezek Rabbim, it's Pikuach Nefesh. So he says, if that's the case, I will Eino Nachon, Shem Kein Benolad Rabbi Yehuda, Gufei Lo Modeh Baha. Where do you see Rabbi Yehuda, this is not Modeh? Where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda?
Isn't it, I don't think the Mishnah that he quoted above.
For Yeshua, Le Devrei, Am Akav Hezek Rabbim. In other words, Ramban and Akasha didn't see that as Hezek Rabbim. That was, stop, Akav Shul Tisha. That's preventing Hezek. But where's Hezek Rabbim here? What do you think before?
No, but ultimately, but I don't think making a chiluk in some cases Hezek Rabbim is called
Tzakas the Pashos. No, it's called Shmuel called Tzakas the Pashos. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. How do you know Yehuda disagrees? Because Akrav is a case of Hezek the Rabbim. That's how they'll interpret the case of Akrav. It's not.
We just said that Shmuel would consider all cases of Hezek Rabbim Tzakas the Pashos. And then we're saying, well, how do Rabbi Yehuda
wouldn't agree? Correct. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you're dealing with a Hezek to Rabbim, second to Vashis, we'd also waive. But what do you see Machlokas here?
But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda
still doesn't
stop
the mission. So, where is Hezek Rabbim over there?
It's exactly the same case.
It's not Hashem.
I mean,
he brought it down above
us. No. There's Sad Nachash, and that's the case of Shmuel, and there's Akrab Shol Tishach, the code. To cover up the Akra, the scorpion.
What's the difference?
Why would it be different? Right.
You know, why you assume the case of Sad Nachash is the case of Hezek Rabbim.
I need two proofs.
And the case over here is not. Why would you think differently?
The Ramban thing is not an answer or a question. The Yishlomar is an answer.
It's an answer.
We see
right.
That he's not Modef, but that he still is not.
Yes, he says that case. They view that case as Hezek Rabbin, and yet he still says it's a Chayef Chata. So you see, he doesn't reckon with Hezek Rabbin as a fact of the view as the Kuch Nefesh.
Well, you have the Mishnah. Why do you need that? Why do you need that Gemara?
No, you have two Mishnahs. You have the Mishnah of Kuf Chafalot, and you have the Mishnah of Sadan, Yitzorach Shilo, Yitzorach. That's the Mishnah of Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph, Hishmona Shrasim, that according to Rav Shimon, Yitzorach Chayiv Shilo, Yitzorach Pati. And then you have Shmuel's comment. I would imagine that the answer is the following. Sad means you're doing it, I don't know, maybe. Sad is you're doing it outside, outdoors, where it's, you know, everyone's exposed to it. What? No, I know. I realize that.
Maybe
it's not
in the Akiva.
Right. So we should say the Ramban put in the question that the Akiva is Rishus HaYachid, and the answer is it's not. Or that it can get out of there and go to Rishus HaRabbah. Yeah.
The case in the Mishnah is Mishnah
Yeah, you're asking good. In other words, what did Ramban suddenly ask again the Kasha now?
Yeah, the only thing in the Mishnah
are talking about
the Yaakov. What's that? I thought that the
the Mishnah talking about the Mishnah of Akra, the Disha, talking about cases.
Why? Because the other example.
Yeah.
Aha. So you're saying because the other example is in the same Mishnah, Ka'ara la Ner, so and so katan. The Chorus is talking about in the house. In the house. So too, the last case, Akrav Shotishach is Mishnah also talking in the house. You can have an Akrav in the house. And it's similar to sitting next to the other case. Sad Nachash Mishnah can be seen as in the outdoors.
We don't know.
Yeah, so that's what the Rabban answers. Yeah, but it's quite a ground because it can always go. You can go out and cause danger out there. That's what he's timing. That's what he wants to say. Yeah, that's what he. The problem is, in other words, why is Rabban now suddenly, after the fact, now ask Minola, like, as if like.
He established the
shita and he said, Rabbi Yehuda left there has a grabbing, but right and a small pogale. But that now, after the fact that he says that how you matim lach gemura b'shem hezek shomak miskan nefashes, it's called sekas nefashes. And then he says, "Avo eno nacha she'im kain, she'im kain minolim." What's the she'im kain? Now that I added pshat in the bahag that we're talking about the fact that hezek rabin makes it sekas nefashes. Now minolim of you the b'modiba.
Because an Akrav is definitely.
So that's why he's standing, Yaakov. He's saying that because the Mishnah is not necessarily talking in for the outdoors. It's for you and your personal fear that you might get hurt. Says the Ramban. No, but don't understand. Shalot Tishach is Hezek the Rabbin. Don't know. Don't know if that's the best way to learn it. But you need. If you run it. Look, we're going to say. Question is half a tshuva. So if we can hear well the question, what the deal is in the Lashon of Ramban, then we're on our way. Rabban is trying to somehow work it out. So what about that? What about that case? How do you know Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue? No, it's Hezek the Rabbin.
Know that he's not arguing? Or that
yeah, now you know that even the case of Hezek the Rabbin is not Pikuach Nefesh.
Maybe...
Because it is called Hezek the Rabbin. Yeah, it's called Hezek the Rabbin. He could have said it was Rosh Hashayachid, and maybe that's not called Hezek Rabin, but the answer is no, an Akrav is Hezek Rabin, even if it's inside. I don't know, it's reading a little bit into it.
And when the Rabbani answers Shmuel, when he said Shmuel, is that only the Akrav by Gacharas, or is that an Akrav? When the Rabbani answers,
the Gacharas Shematachis is.
No, when the Rabban wants to say that Hezek Rabin really equals Akrav Sephasha.
Right.
But that's specific to the case of Gacharas, or all cases of Hezek Rabin, Shmuel would now qualify as Hezek.
Yeah, well, this is the cases that we're doing of Hezek the Rabbim are the case of Gachel Simatachet, yes. And the case of Sednach. It's a cloud. Yeah, but these are the two cases that
is. That's how we see the Ramban argue. Because he doesn't fall back to
I mean, he doesn't say exactly. At the end of the day, he works out the Bahad. I mean, at the end of the day, he gives him, you know, he works it all out. He says, well, I, Akasha, so he's a terrorist. And you don't know at the end of the day, he probably doesn't hold it. The halacha l'mashal. The Bahad doesn't get accepted. It's interesting. Some, I mean, he's so chashiv, the halacha is kedoshim, and the Rishonim deal with him and all quote him, and yet the halacha, it all doesn't play out the halacha. What plays out the halacha is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. That it's here's the Raisa, here's the Dragana. And all the implications of the Bahad's pshat don't make it the halacha. It's an interesting thing. You wonder. In the Torah, the Rambam, nobody ends up bringing this as a real shita in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. I mean, in the Ramban, at the end of the day, you don't know that he's totally disagreeing. He's just trying to work it all out. Now that the Ramban makes the observation in the Bahad, Mikol Malko Midivreihem Lamadnu Shetziruf Del Raisa Afil Begachelus. From their words, we now learn that Siruf is Del Raisa. Now, where does the Ramban know this from? Where does the Ramban know this? That according to the Lachas Gedolos, it's therefore clear that there's an Isha Deraisa of Tziruf, even by Gacheles, meaning Gachel Shematachas, obviously. Why is that automatically flow from the Bahag? What did the Bahag say? This is more of a danger, Gachel Shematachas is more of a danger. You're going to get chalos to H because people don't realize that it's there and it's dangerous and it's hot. Fun. And that's why kibbutz is mutter here and not over here. And it's mutter because of the fact that it's a hezek derabim. And the Ramban explains that it's an isur d'oraisa and it's pikuach nefesh. And the Ramban therefore says, you see, it's a malach of siyuf d'oraisa. Where did the Bahag actually say it's siyuf is d'oraisa? Did he say that? Why is the Ramban making that assumption in the Bahag that it's d'oraisa? Yeah?
Because in the Gemara, says that the fact that there's a davar shem misgavim really gives us a heter and a case. So we have to have something that's deraisa being brought down to a derabam, and then the derabanan, it'll be mut.
So 1 second. So you're saying because from the Gemara it's clear that an Issa Drabbanan would be waived the Makom Hezek Derabim. So okay, fine, but what's the right in the Bahag that it's an Issa Derais of Tzira?
Kibbutz Drabbanan anyway.
No, so let's imagine the kibbutz would be Drabbanan. So
what's the chiddush of the Bahag? The whole thing is going on is that even against the Doraisa, so you're Ramadi. So wow, there's no chiddush. If the Gemara is talking about kibbutz, that's just the Rabbanan. Obviously, the Rabbanan could be made by a Rabbanan on a Rabbanan.
So 1 second. So the Bahag justified the kibbutz and Mataches. On what basis? It's a high level hazard, right? The simka's gone, but people still don't know, and it's still dangerous. A low level hazard, gachelo still eats. It's us. Right. Now, this that we matter gachelo shel mataches, the Ramban is assuming we matter nisa d'orais. What are we asking? Who says? Maybe it's only nisa d'rabbanan that we matter. See if it's only d'rabbanan, just like we said before. But wait a second. If it was an isa d'rabbanan, so then why do you have to tell me that the hazard is such a hazard of pikuach nefesh that, or a hazard that people are not going to realize, even though the redness is not there? Let's imagine the hazard was identical to that of Gachel Estel 8, which is people can avoid it, people can recognize it. What does it sound like? That wouldn't be good enough. If it were to be the Rabbanan, the keyboard, so why wouldn't that also be good enough? Vaharaya, what was the Gemara's kasha here, after all, on Shmuel? What was the Gemara's kasha? Gacheles, if Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, by Rav Shimon Miskaven, so he should also hold like Rav Shimon, the Gemara equates, Ruach Shem Tzvichol Gufa. So after all, when you're Mechava, Gacheles Shel Eitz, what kind of Ruach level are you doing? It's Enet Tzvichol Gufa. So it's only Ruach Drabbanah for Rav Shimon. And therefore, it should be mutter as well. Now, it's not exactly a hazard that's so terrible because people can avoid it, people will notice. But nevertheless, there are those people that are not going to avoid it. They're not going to realize it. They'll go right into Gacheles Shalesh. So the Gemara is assuming, that what a mulacha to be only the Rabbanan, the Chachamim would waive an Yisrael Rabbanan for Hezek the Rabbim, even if it's not great A hazard. It's a great B hazard. But it's a mulacha to Rabbanan, but Rabbanan would not put it the makom hezek to Rabbin, even if it's not something which is so great a hazard, but it's certainly a hazard. So people could see it, but maybe they won't see it. So the Rabbanan should be waived for that. That was the Gemara's kasha. So then why do you need to come on to the Gacheles Shel Mataches for the Bahag to say that it's a hazard that mamish, it's going to be pikuach nefesh, or a hazard that people are not going to know about? If it's a Drabbanan, then you don't need that level of hazard. See, the Gemara answered that Gacheles Shel Eitz, he holds his Moshe and Tzvichol Gufa, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. But Gacheles Shel Mataches, what kind of malach is it? Only Drabbanan? So that could be waived for whatever level has it, which is really the distinction that plays out within Rashi, between the level of the Issa. But the Bahag doesn't go that route. He doesn't make that distinction. He makes a distinction based on the level of the hazard. So that is itself the raya that the Chomer HaIsur is in fact is identical. So what is the Chomer HaIsur? Siyuf D'oraisa. That's the Ramban is extracting from the Bahag. Again, but it's muchach from the Gemara itself. It's muchach from the Gemara's kasha that that's the case. That a malachad rabbanon would be waived even if it's not the hazard of the level of gachel shematecha. So why did the Bahag have to create that new standard in the nature of the danger here to explain Shmuel's halacha? All he needed to do was say what Rashi's basically said, that you're left with only a malachad rabbanon. So that would be waived based on hezek the rabbin of whatever standard. And you see from the Gemara's kasha that that would have been enough. Because the Gemara wanted gachel shematecha to be mutter, according to Shmuel, if Antzvichu Gufa is mutter midaraisa. So it means that the rabbanon would also be not makom hezek the rabbin, even though it's not a hezek rabbin on the level of gachel shematecha. So therefore, obviously it comes out that for the Bahag, it's a doraisa, yeah. And that's and yet we're matir because the kochnefesh. That's what comes out according to the Ramban. That's what comes out according to the Bahag. It should follow that it had to be doraisa. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to say what he says that the matachas is a greater hazard.
Reason that the kochnefesh is here.
What?
The
so then, so that's so see, that come up with Sirif, yeah.
So
that was what we discussed yesterday, and the whole kasha started in the whole sugya, and the answer was, what did we say for the Ramban? It's a gracious.
Right.
So it's still a problem. Now the truth is what I just have shot in the Gemara, yes, yeah.
Why would we assume it's here when I can go here in the first place?
Okay, so good. So let's go take a look at the Ramban. It's exactly where I want to go. I mean, what is the Ramban just assumes it's here. He doesn't explain why it's here when I keep it, but the Ramban spells it out. More than the first. I know we're jumping around a little bit. Just take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban spells up shot in the Gemara according to the Bahag. You test them based on Dati Harif in the back. Umehasha minan the sugya of Shmuel of Machabi Gachel Shematecha Shamina the Shavina Shmuel the Rabbanan the Makom Shehezek Harabim Matzli. That's the pasuk shat in the sugya, right? It's a Shmuel the Rabbanan where Matzli the Makom Hezek of Rabbi. But Harav Bal Halachos Hiter O Da Filu Isur Do Raisa. The Halachos goes with Matzli even as a Raisa Shehu Zal Kasav. Because what was his distinction for Shmuel between one Gachel and the other? Shehu Kasav. The hadim efalgin on the gachel shel eitz v'shel mateches mishum the v'shel eitz kama the lo kavya. So long as it's not extinguished, is pasumka it's got red v'chazula v'lasa v'zukeba avu shel mateches af al gav the azil sumka. Even if the redness is gone, lo kavya it hasn't become extinguished v'asir v'zukeba. That's the difference between one gachel and the other. The danger is greater. Mashma disvira leizal the tavayu ikasuado rice. So that would show you that the distinction is not based on the severity of the Aveira, but on the degree of the danger. So they're both Doraisa. Ba'al Korchin, now what is the Melacha then by Doraisa by Mateches? Ba'al Korchin, B'shal Mateches, Hainu Mishum, Tziruf, Di'igum Mishum, Kibui Doraisa, Ba'adai Lespa. In other words, why not Rashi? Not Osepecham, how do you explain that? So what is it, Tziruf? Continues, umashma, the moving law raza of fibishi gilatziru, udavit sikvesha. Yaakov, man, your question, right? So what's the pshat lachad oraisa? Because it's gilatziru, first of all, and using water we can throw in, right? And it's a sikvesha, exactly what we said. For the Ramban, the same point. In other words, to discuss the question of tziru, it has to be a sikvesha, because otherwise he holds it Shmuel. Fine. So that's the point. But we're matter all that also. Yeah, you
go. Why can't you say that just the Gachel Shel Eitz is Deraisa and the Matachas is Derabanan, and once you say that you have that the distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel is whether or not there's a Hezek in it, so you say the Hezek, you say Hezek is now Koach Nefesh, so you say if there's Hezek Koach Nefesh, we would waive the Issa Derabanan. I mean, but that wouldn't. But there's no hezek and there's no iter. There's no hezek, no kuach nefesh by the eight. Therefore, it's not going to be waived. Like, why
do
we have
to wait another line? Wait another line. Umakshi hachi. So now, says the Ran, what's the most kasha? The ikir of simen svirulei. So we have in the Bahad that the both isurim d'oraisa, and one is waved, one is not waved, because here is a danger, it's not a danger. The Gemara comes, but if he held zekrav shimin by an miskaven, so to by an tichul gufa, so kevan do the day. Kibud achelas shel eight is midrabanan the alma. It's only drabanan because it's an tichul gufa. You're not doing it for the sake of the kibud. You're doing it just to avoid getting injured. Afal pish ena zekam matzoi. Was it mars kasha? So now, even though we understand that the hazard is a lower level, it's not matzoi hazard. Islam the mishra. So that's what the Gemara was asking. Not that the basis of the heter of Ein Svichul Gufa to the Mechaba Gachelas Shel Eitz should be identical to the basis of the heter of Gachelas Shel Matachas. Here the danger is greater, here the danger is less. Here it's a Doraisa, here it's a Drabana. So the Gemara's Kash is not that it becomes a Hainu Hach, so to speak. In Rashi, what you have here is the basis of the danger is equal, let's imagine, right? But the difference is this is a derais, this is a derabanan. So we don't wave a derais to the Malkav Hezek derabim, we wave a derabanan. Ask the Gemara, but this is also derabanan? Because Mu'achin Tzvichul Gufa is also derabanan? That's according to Rashi, the Pshat Digmar's Kash. According to the Bahag, the way the Ran is explaining, what's the Pshat Digmar's Kash? The basis for being matir gachel simateches is because the level is very, very, the level of the hazard is extremely severe. You have a real danger. And we even go on the rise of the matir. And gachel sil eitz, it's not such a hazard because people can avoid it. They notice it. However, asked the Gemara, but if you're going to tell me the whole melacha is the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan would be waived even on a lower level of hazard. Not, so it's the same getter of the hefter for kiboy v'gachel sil matachas. It's that the Gemara holds misvara that it should be mutter anyway. That's the pshat nekasha according to the Bahad. Because Rav Shimon says the Gemara equates. That's the next point. Why do we equate it to? But the Gemara is equating Rav Shimon's and the Miskavim to the Rav Shimon's and the Tzvichul Gufa. You hold like one here, you hold like the other there. So the Gemara asks the Kasha that if you only have a Drabban, then notwithstanding the fact, Kosa Achnis, I understand the basis of your distinction. I understand Gachelo Shil Eitz is not as much of a danger. But if we're talking about a Drabban, you shouldn't require that same level of hazard. As long as it's some level of hazard that exists even there, so we should waive a Drabban. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So the way it lines up in the Ran, it's so obvious that the Bahag is working with an Isha Doraisa by Matachas. Right? Otherwise, he wouldn't have to give you this new formulation of the Heter of the Hazard being so great. That's what they're all assuming. So it's a Doraisa. It's an Isha Doraisa of Kiboy, of Tziruf by Matachas, but that's Mutter for its own hazard. And then the Gemara's Kashi is, but even a lower level hazard should be Mutter by Yisad Rabbana. So must be Shmuel doesn't hold Rav Shimon. So how can it be? He holds like Rav Shimon. What's going to say? He holds like Rav Shimon over here, but not by the end of Tzvichul Gufa. So at the end of the day, Mokshin Tzvichul Gufa for Shmuel is Del Raisa. And therefore, we can't waive a Del Raisa for just a hazard which is very avoidable. But a hazard that's very unavoidable, that we can wave a doraisa. And then the Ran dispels out the fact that it's because nefesh of divrei teimahim, hechiyat yishmu mwacha doraisa, shalom bakum sakonis defashas, seemingly it's not sakonis defashas, elo shenira, like the Ramban says, shaharamzal, sover, diniska derabim, kishakonis defashas, choshivlan. Again, those words. Niska derabim is considered to us like sakonis defashas. Again, without explaining it. We need a hesber for this, but that's what he says. It's considered. And then the Ran just adds the dvarav had maskin hu gach kosh b'shus harab in malicha pachas pachas mi arba amos v'lo sharina arba amos ka'achas ayis pikuach nefesh. The Ran understood the case of Ravina is a pikuach nefesh case as well, like the Bahag. Point to the Bahag, what's the heter earlier? Pikuach nefesh kachel simateches. So the Ran understood kosh b'shus harab in is pikuach nefesh. Interesting. How do you think? Kosh b'shus harab in, that's what the Ran said. So the Ran is bothered, so why only pachas pachas? The Hilkach says it's exactly the same halacha as the Bahag. Hilkach. So why do you have to do it pachas pachas now? Mamas do it. Mamas melech del reis. When matem melech del reis, they go off nefesh. After the shinui, mishan even if you go off nefesh, if you could dial the hospital with a shinui, and it's the same thing, it's not going to that much of a, it's not going to affect the result, and you can do it with the shinui. So according to the Ran, that's another chiddush that comes out of the Ran, that the case of coats is also under the banner of the pikuach nefesh. Very big chiddush. But he read it into the Gemara, Hilkach, right? And he had to explain why only pachas pachas me'arba amos. Al kol panim, this is what emerges from the Ran, and from the Ramban, that the Isser of Gachelos Yomateches is an Isser Doraisa, but it's way Makom Pikuach Nefesh, and that's how work it's out in the Bahar. The only thing that the Ramban has to deal with, the last 2 points in the Ramban, are two sources in the Gemara that seem to suggest that Siruf is Derabbanan. So the Ramban quotes both cases and tries to be Miyashir. The one case is the case in Yuma. The case in Yuma, what does the Gemara say by the Ashashis? Siruf Derabbanan. So what's the how can the Bahag take the view of Siruf Derabbanan? So what did the Ramban answer here? The Efshe she'in ba'ashash yisiruv k'mo b'kachelet. V'she'in chamos harbe u'mafshiru samayim. V'ein mitzaf en lugamri el b'mayim tzonini. You put it into the water, immediately what happens to the water? It gets warm. If it's warm water around it, you can't do tzirut. So what does it mean? So when is there tzirut? Anytime you have cold water with a hot metal, it's going to turn warm. What's the answer? I think exactly what you said yesterday. What's the difference? If you keep sprinkling it with cold water, you pour cold water over it, and there's a whole flow of cold on top of the hot, so it keeps getting hit with cold water on every side, so then that's the tzirut. Here, what are you doing? You're not pouring cold water on the metal. What are you doing? You're putting the metal into cold water. Now, the second you put into cold water, the water around it immediately turns warm, so there's no opportunity for cold water to act on the metal, cause tzirut. No? You could do it. I don't know.
Put it directly on the metal itself.
No, so there you're pouring. No, but here you're pouring. See, what the case of Sefer Hillel, you're pouring cold water into the kettle, into the metal.
Yes, but if the water automatically.
What? What?
Isn't the Lashon of Dumayim? Wouldn't it be like Dumayim?
I don't know what both say. I don't know. What are you going to say? What is he saying then? Unless what? You're putting it in a mix. That's what makes a difference. Here, in the case of a mecham, for example, you're pouring the cold into the kettle. So that's what syrup. That's what the syrup acts. The cold water acts on the metal to cause syrup. Here, you're putting the metal into the body of water in the mikvah, and the water around it immediately turns warm. Immediately, so there's no opportunity. No, so that syrup would not be the rice.
Why
the banana? Ah. So why is it Rabbanan?
What's really the difference if you're pouring cold water onto metal or you're putting metal
maybe
into cold
water? In other words, that would still be Melchik Mitake. Yeah, that's what it means. In other words, it wouldn't be the derisa, it would be only Rabbanan. So therefore, that, yeah. In other words, that's Melchik Mitake, certainly. That's enough. What?
What's the
Chamos Harbi? In other words, if it wasn't, if Chamos Harbi, that's why it's Mafshiro Samayim. If it wasn't Ashtar,
No,
I understand.
That's
okay. Yeah. Look, I don't know what both say. Tell me what else could he be saying? I don't know. Amrit 7, Elvin Mayan Sildur.
It's so hot, the water, when it doesn't stay cold long enough.
It doesn't stay cold long enough, as opposed to what? As opposed to
it's not as hot, the water will stay cold enough long enough.
In other words, there's different levels of hot, of heat. It could be Higilut Siruf, but it could be Higilut Siruf on one level versus Higilut Siruf on another level. Higilut Siruf, which is just barely Higilut Siruf, that the water will stay cold enough to cause Siruf. But the hotter it is, then the cold gets right away turned into warm, and then it won't cause Siruf. That's what the Rabban is saying. You're saying that, how do you know that Shashis is that way? Because it was... Okay, maybe that, you're saying a new Pshat, you're saying a different Pshat.
Maybe the water wasn't cold enough.
You want to learn Pshat in the Ramban, good. Maybe your Pshat sounds a little better in the Lashon of the Ramban. You're saying it's not so much putting it in versus putting the water on, because it doesn't say that in the Ramban. The Ramban is not really saying that. You're saying it's because it's hot, it's so hot,
That's what Sheriff is, though. The
no, no, I understand, but he's saying it's follows. Higia Letzirah can mean different things. Higia Letzirah could be, let's say, 200 degrees. Higia Letzirah could be 300 degrees. So if it's 200 degrees, it's Higia Letzirah where the Letzirah will actually happen.
The Magen Mishkan reads down this Ramban, the Ramban that says the word Malam,
yeah,
get a white hot.
It's because it was so hot from before. Yeah? I don't know. Okay. We'll have to know how he learns that. This is a detail. Fine. One more. But it's a way to save the Bahag, right? That really, syrup is what? That basically, a syrup is a malacha, the rice. Even though it's not a kli, right? Not a kli. Matechet. A piece of matechet. And then the last kasha of the Ramban. The ikasha that impacts most of the milah, matkin is achad of the what does it say there? You can use the gachel shematechas to sweeten the chardo on yantif. Amalek at sif gomer matechas. So chora, it's not causing real tziruf. Why not? I'd see if it's doraisa. The gemara says gachel shematechas, so it's okay. What about, it's no kibui. What about the fact that the tziruf ikol meimar shani chardo she'ena mitzaret ein tziruf el b'mayim? It's not water. Real tziruf is only water. Good. So what emerges from the Ramban and the Bahag is that the Malacha, Gachel Shem Ateches, a Kibui, or Gachel Shem Ateches, is Sirv Doraisa. Right? Unlike the Shita of Ramban himself and Rashi, right? That it's Sirv Drabanan, it's not a Kli, that's why it could be Drabanan, and so on. Well, you're not Mechavim, so it could be even Drabanan, you're not Mechavim for the Sirv. The Bahag holds it's a real Tziruf Doraisa. It's not a Kli, but Tziruf Doraisa. And Chore, it's Muchach from the Bahag that way, right? Because the Bahag makes the focus of why you can do it according to Shmuel, not the fact that the level of the Yisr is less, but because the nature of the hazard is greater. Now we're both right, and Chore, it's Muchach from the Gemara. Now we look at that Raspa, and tell me, Pshat, this Raspa, I'd be very appreciative. You call me at 12 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, to tell me, Pshat, this Raspa. Really, really. So take a look at the Raspa toward the end. Okay, we left book, it's on record, right? Okay.
I got it.
Let's pick up any time, 24 hours. Not right. The where do we leave off in the Rashi? Take a look. Avraham Avinu going zal kasa. Yeah. Gachel shematechas abishu kasa. We read this yet? Where do we leave off? Abba Beno Hai Gan Zal Kasab Jab Yehuda Fil Malkim Hezeka Hezeka Asa. Right, we pick up from there. Jab Yehuda Asa Ziv Malkim Hezeka Di Shmolo Svile Kavasa Di Malkim Dika Hezeka Umishim Hachi Hiti Vatsa Sanacha Shukhabas Kachal Shema Teches. It's all the same, it's Hezeka Abba Gachela Shil Eitz Asa L'Chabosa Uma Hefesh Beinehen. What's the difference to Gachela Shil Eitz Adam Demesi Became in Shinires Korsin Mimena of Vederech. Once it's visible and it's red, people run away. People avoid it. The ain't boringly day hesik. Avagachel shem ateches api shek kavsa kiven shehi chama, still hot. Even if it's not red, red hot, it's still hot. So refesi umachava ve'en aniris umazekes. Eilu divrei Rabbeinu Haigonzal v'chein kasher v'harav v'halachos v'rachza. Umenateimahu. So far, so good, right? How can he matter malacha doraisa? He holds in tzvichu gufas doraisa. How can he matter mishum hezek? The yeshloma, the came and the darko lahazik, the rabim nizokin bo. Again, you have to take these lashonas and try to trap, you know, try to pin it down. Darko lahazik, the rabim nizokin bo kisakonas nefashis chashiv leishmo. Again, a variation of what we saw in the Ramban and the Ran, but the Rabban just adds a different twist here. Darko lahazik, the Rabban nizokimo, it's considered sakonas nefashos. Again, this requires a hesber. Don't know if it's really understand it exactly, perfectly. What does it mean? It's sakonas nefashos because it's darko lahazik, Rabban nizokimo. Why? So what? Is it because of that one in a thousand that are going to lose their lives? Is it because somehow the very fact that you have this imminent danger that it's available to injure anybody in a mass level, that's a kind of Shmuel considers the question, but the EF shall rob him with army men. He adds something. Yeah, I understand you can avoid it, but this guy won't avoid it. Yeah. Rashba adds a little more than the other Rishon and Baptist. EF shall rob him with army. Well, is he talking about the snake, or is he talking about the gachel shimateches here? Well, he started with the snake, right? Because the kasha was hechet ishmo tzedas nachas. But the kasha would have so the kasha would have also been here, but the kasha was asked and tzedas nachas. And he started saying darko lahazik, rabbi nizokim, but what's he talking about? The snake or both? And then he says, Masha Egin Begachelas Shel Eitz, Tehi Ein Ahulachas Amazekis. The Ko Echad Yochel Visham Mimena. What is he saying? It doesn't go anywhere. Ein Ahulachas, what is Hulachas? Begachelas Shemazekis is also not going anywhere. It's not active. What's the Hulachas Amazekis? What's Hulachas Amazekis? The Nachas is. He's saying a few different things, but what is he trying to distinguish? Gachelus to H from what?
No.
From Nachash, sounds as if, no?
Because the Nachash can go move its own volition and go
yeah.
And help somebody?
Yeah. Dar Kola Hazik. Oh, Dar Kola Hazik. The Rabbim Nizokin vote. That could be everything. That could, I mean, what? That could be Gachelus to Matakis as well, right?
But we don't have problems with that.
Dar Kola Hazik is Nachash. What?
The fact that it moves,
it's
not meant.
Darko doesn't say it moves. Yeah. Darko means it's nature.
Yeah,
it's right. Nature lehasik. Kisalav chashiv leshmuel. He considers the iach shel rabbi nizarmi menah. He can't avoid it. If this guy will avoid it, this guy won't avoid it. Mashen gechelus shel eitz dehi ena holeches umazekes. The ko echad yachal lishma. He's saying two things. One, it's not holeches umazekes is point one, and point two is ko echad yachal lishma menah. He's saying two things. Two distinctions. Two distinctions. You're making a
nature is nature. Nature, Halachas, is nature, so nature is also to do damage if it's on fire.
And you know, the combination, the fact that it goes, and the fact that it's easier for others to avoid. Rabbi Yehuda lo olam asar tu b'makom nezek. He doesn't see it b'koch nefesh. Again, what's this machlokas? Very important to try to pin down. And what is this exactly? That Yehuda sees it one way, Shmuel sees it another way. It's a very interesting thing to ponder. But now the real part that I think we really have to take a deep breath for is this next paragraph. Okay, again, umidivrayem lamadnu, and from their words of Bahag, we now can learn out the Rabbi Yehuda afilu b'melacha de rabbanan lo shari melacha she'ena tzricha legufa va'afilu b'makam ezeka de rabbin. And we see now from the Bahag the following chidush, that Rabbi Yehuda, who argues on Shmuel, would not permit melacha shein and tzrichu l'gufa even on a melacha derabbanan, even b'makom hezek derabim. How do you see that? Sheheim zal kasvu, because what did the Bahag and so on and everyone with him say? V'kacheles shel mateches kashari Shmuel. Shmuel was matir gacheles shel mateches because of the hezek rabim. And that is a machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda. He disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda would not be matir gachelos yomateches the makom hezek rabbi. Now, what is the nature of the crime of the avera of gachelos yomateches kibui v'kibur gachelos yomateches v'adam mitrabana? There's no question in the Rashi's mind about the severity here. How do I know that? Kidami pek revelasa demila m'matim sachad v'gachelos. The last kasha of the Ramban, the Rashi proves that it's only the Rabbana. So what does the Rashi end up there for saying? That we see here that Rabbi Yehuda would asher melacha d'rabbanan by enet smicha l'gufa even b'makom ezeka d'rabbin, because after all, that's the machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda. Rav say, Mr. Pella, what's going on? Pshat. That the pshat is gachel shemadez d'rabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda would ask that too, and Shmuel was matir, and that's the nature of why gachel shematachas is mutter, because it's the rabbanan. But what else is it? It's a great hazard, and if it wasn't such a great hazard, we wouldn't be matir the rabbanan. And what was the Gemara's kasha? Gachel shaleitz nami, melachas shein tzricho gufa is mutter, meaning the raisa, asad rabbanan, and we'd be matir the Gemara's asking, as the Ran explained, right? The Gemara is assuming even or not, even if it could be avoided. But nevertheless, it's still a hazard, and therefore the Rabban would have waived the issue. So why did the Bahag have to formulate the distinction between the Gachelus and Matachas being a greater hazard? Furthermore, and what is the Makar that Yehuda would answer even at Rabbanan? Because he argues in Shmuel. And what's the Makar that Yehuda argues in Shmuel? Where do you see where he argues? By what case? Kuf Chafalet. What's the case over there? Akrach. So what is that? The Rabbanan or the Raisa? En Tzvichu Gufa and what Melach? Melach the Raisa. Sveda. So what's the Makar for saying such a thing that Yehuda would argue? I mean, where's the Rashi coming from? The Rashi is so convinced that Siruf is the Rabbanan. Because all those Makoros of Kufla Medal, let's say, he brings. So therefore, it comes out that the Gachel Shematachis is the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda would still not permit it, but in Zvichel Gufa by the Rabbanan. And Shmuel would be Matthew. So why do we have to make the hazard be so great? Let's say it wouldn't have been as great. It's a Malacha the Rabbanan.
Maybe that's not a reason.
So that was what was the Gemara's question? So what was the Gemara asking? So what was the Gemara asking? Gachelas shall a tsunami if any tzvichlufa makes a drabana. So Gachelas, the Gemara wanted that because it's a drabanan, you can even matter Gachelas shall a. So let Gachelas shall matachas be on the same level of hazard as Gachelas shall a, and also be matter as a drabana. I just don't know what to do. It's mamish against the Ramban, and how they took the Bahag, but they took the Bahag Achorah as it should be taken. That was the Pshat in the Gemara, and that's what emerges from the Bahag. But the Rashba sees it very differently. How do you understand the Gemara's kasha? And what's the marker from Rabbi Yehuda even to Rabbanan? Because Shmuel argues on Rabbi Yehuda. But how does the Bahag know Shmuel argues on Rabbi Yehuda? From the Mishnah Kuf Chafal. That's where it comes from. And what is that? The Rabbanan Doraisa, seemingly Doraisa. So he didn't allow a derisa of the makom hezek the rabbin. He viewed it as not the koch nefesh, etc. So where do you see Rabbi Yehuda that he would even prohibit a malachad rabban of an tzvichul guf? It's rabban, and why not? We should waive it. It's like the Gemara asks. Where do you see Rabbi Yehuda? The Rashi takes on faith that which the Bahag said. There's a machog shmul Rabbi Yehuda. And he takes on faith that Tziruf is only Drabbanan. So he says, and he says, so we have Machlokes if Matir Hezek the Rabbin, Matir Kivoy Matachas, Kivoy Gachelus Matachas Hezek the Rabbin. So if it's only Drabbanan and Shmuel is Matir, then Rabbi Yehuda is Asherin, even though it's only Drabbanan. But how does it all fit within the whole context of the sugya? What was the most cash? What did my want? No. Again, it very much appreciated because you can take sat in the Rashi here, but we have to also go back to it. So, all right. So tomorrow, yeah.
Hey, Yeshua said that
he asked in the Rashi.
I think the question is the
according to the Bahad.
According to the Bahad. You said that it's like Doha to
make
it,
right? Yeah. So then what is it? Is it the Raisa or is it not the Raisa?
It's for the Rashba.
Okay, so then how does it work out? How does it work out in the Gemara? You take a look, I want to do it starting the Tosis today tomorrow, because that's, you know, the Etzim Pshat in the Gemara itself. Tosis here, Tosis in Zvachin. But if you take a look at the Rach here, you'll see basically the Rach is learning like the Bahag. There are a couple of diyukim you could make in the Rach. Just reading it, just a few had came over with difficulty. Let's take a quick look at the Rach here, maybe just for a minute. Right. The name of the Shmuel Krav Yishimin, the Amr Shmuel Chaim Gachasar Abdel, the Shmuel Rabin, the Shmuel Tukub Rabin, the Gachal Shul Eitz Lo, the Iu Rav Shimon Shava, the Iu Shul Eitz Mutter, with Fi, She'ein, Miskavin, Lechabos, Elkdei Shul Lo Yuzak, the Chi Haigavna Pater Rav Shimon. Now, the Lashon of the Rach is Ein Miskavin Lechabos. What is the Gemara's Kasha based on? What principle? and tzricho guf, not in miskavin. So what's the Rav saying in a miskavin l'chavos? What he should be saying is, he's not doing it for the sake of the kibbutz. That's what he means. You have to see it translates that way. You know, you do have to say in miskavin, but that's because the Gemara is equating in miskavin with in tzricho guf. So that's the in miskavin l'chavos. By the way, you've seen the Rach how he understands also, not like the Rash B'l'chora, like the Ramban. So let's go on. It's no redness, it's already extinguished. The Einon Mazekes. If it's still red, so any way you look at it, no one's going to get injured. So what's black is not going to burn. What's red, so no way is it going to lead to hazek. So what does he say? There was a Russian here, he said Chayev though before, no? Anyway, good. This is the Rach. Also, if you look in the Rach in Yuma, you'll also see the marker for what the Rambam said about Siruf. What did the Rambam hold the Malach of Siruf is? It's Kibui. Pshat in the Gemara there, the Gemara asks, Bahalo Mitzareis, the Rach brings a Yerushalmi, meaning that the problem is Kibui. We're doing Kibui on the Matechet, on the Ashashi. The only thing that's really interesting is this. That the Rach brings from the Yerushalmi in Yuma on that the Yerushalmi answers I is Kibui. So our Gemara says Siruf Rabbana. In the end, the Gemara in Dov Shem Miskavin, the Yerushalmi says that it's Todas Ha'esh. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't say Kibui on Todas Ha'esh. Now that Lechora is not the way we've been assuming from this Gemara and the Rambam. We've been assuming that when you have a Matechas, a Had Matechas, what do you have? Ha'esh. And you have Kibui then. Indeed, Kavod Letzareis, as the Magnishna explains, on the Rambam. But it's real ace. And according to the Yerushalmi, it's not. It's Todas Ha'esh. Matechas is not real ace. And there's no Kibui on Todas Ha'esh. And Lomasha, with the Gemara's Kasha, Gacheles to Matechas, we should also be Matechas Gacheles to Ace, on Shmuel. According to the Yerushalmi, there's a very big difference. Gacheles to Matechas is not even ace at all. It's not just. I mean, you can say it's not kibui because it's not pecham, but I mean, it's not eish. It sounds like Al Gemara is assuming in some way that it's eish. We've been assuming that way in our whole sugya and the Rambam. But from that Yerushalmi, it would seem to indicate differently, that it's not eish. Matachas is not eish, and therefore it's not only told us eish. All right, I'll kopan it. Pshat in the Rashba, Tarachiyun. Work on Tosus here, and Tosus in Zvachin, Pshat in the Gemara. Okay.